The People's Plan for Healing and Safety underlines the 58 recommendations made by the county-appointed Care First Jails Last Task Force. Care First Jails Last was created in 2021 to come up with ways to reduce the number of mentally ill people in Santa Rita Jail. The recommendations include things like divesting from jails and instead investing in programs and services to help people with mental illness. They also include funding programs meant to assist low-income communities of color. Joy George is the Healing Justice Campaigner for the nonprofit advocacy organization Restore Oakland, Inc., and a member of the Care First Community Coalition. She says the lack of affordable housing and mental health services has contributed to the rising number of people with mental health issues ending up in jail.
As a consequence of our county's behavioral health system being understaffed and underpaid, a severe lack of treatment beds, a severe lack of supportive and deeply affordable housing, and no reliable methods of ensuring lasting care, too many of our neighbors, our community members, have been incarcerated at Santa Rita Jail.
Last year, Alameda County set aside $26 million for building a mental health facility at Santa Rita Jail. Joy George says the Care First Task Force urged the Board of Supervisors to drop the plan, which they did. She says it's time to redirect those funds to the community. Kimberly Graves is community co-chair for the Care First Jails Last Task Force. Her son was once incarcerated at Santa Rita. She says her son did not get the support he needed while dealing with mental illness and feared for his life. She said her son made it out, but she still thinks about other people with mental illness who are still incarcerated.
It's very important that I never forget about those that are left behind, about all of our fellow community members who are still in that bind, who are still dying. I mean, literally, people are dying in Santa Rita. So this is just not about goodwill. This is about saving lives.
The Care First Jails Last Task Force also recommended expansion of 24/7 crisis response teams made up of people who have experiences similar to those they're tasked with helping. Supervisors Nate Miley and David Halbert were not there for the vote. Supporters of the recommendations fear that Miley and Halbert may push back because they have been unsupportive in the past. Kari Malky is Restore Oakland, Inc.'s senior healing justice organizer and a social worker. She has worked in Oakland's Black community for a long time and says the recommendations from the coalition could have a positive impact in underserved communities.
If we can actually have housing for our most vulnerable people, if we can actually have preventative health care services, if we can actually have social workers and wraparound supports for folks when they come home from jail or when they're at risk of criminalization, I see that and it's just so close. It could be our reality.
The County Board of Supervisors says they plan to hold a vote on these recommendations as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the People's Care Coalition plans to continue pushing the recommendations. For KPFA News, I'm Audie McAfee in Oakland.